All right, Steve, we are back. It is time to close out the show, our last break of the day. You have some closing remarks for us?
Yeah. I want to talk about something Tommy sent me the other day. And it caused me to think about how some people get stuck in their life. And I want to say to everybody, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to allow a situation to be so daunting that you can't see moving beyond, because you have to. You have to move beyond things in life. I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was telling them that it's imperative that you understand the things that you cannot change. There's a scripture that tells that so eloquently, of course. I don't know it. I can't tell you where it is, as often is the case with me. But I do have it in my heart, and I do understand it. But there's a scripture that talks about moving on and being in a position of accepting the things you cannot change. And, you know, if prayer doesn't change a thing or will not change a thing, even though we all know prayer changes things, it's some things that you don't even have to pray for because God told us he wouldn't change it. For example, time and tide waits on no man. Well, he told you that. So ain't no need of a group of y'all getting together, holding hands, talking about, Lord, stop the clock at 11 o'clock so we can finish this task in your name, Heavenly Father. No, stop. He said time and tide waits on no man. So the things that prayer ain't going to change, because he told us some things won't change like that. You got to accept and move on. And accepting the things that happen in your life are a big part of it. You get stuck when you lose the ability to move on. And staying stuck don't help you at all. And I'll give you an example. What he sent me was this. He said, this plaque says, stop looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. It has moved on. You know, happiness moves on. Every relationship don't stay a healthy relationship. Every situation you in that was happy at one time, it can turn sad. You gonna keep looking for happiness in the same place that you lost it. You have got to move on. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're not the first person somebody done left. You ain't the first person that done lost somebody you love. You're not the first person who someone has disappointed. You're not the first person been cheated on. You're not the first person who has lost faith in another person. You ain't the first person been lied to. You're not. You're not the only one. I got that things in life are hurtful. We've all been hurt before. I think I don't know a person that ain't been hurt. I don't think I know a person that ain't been disappointed. I don't know anybody that ain't suffered a setback. I don't know anyone who hasn't found something difficult to get over, including myself. But I tell you right now, like the plaques say, you can stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. Sometimes it's gone. He ain't the one for you, but you want him back. He wasn't good for you when you had him, but I want him back. Why would you want back something that wasn't good for you in the first place? Man, can we move on? Give God a chance to put something real in your life by stop wanting something that wasn't good in your life. Stop. Man, some people don't even know how to accept a blessing. We block more blessings wanting something that ain't good or right for us, stopping something that would be good for us. Stop. When we gonna get that through our head? You know how many times I've had to learn this lesson? Stop. Stop wanting something that ain't good for you. Stop wanting something back that wasn't right for you. Stop. Move on. Give something new a chance in your life. When one door closes in your life, could that possibly mean God got something better for you? Couldn't it possibly be that? Do you think just because a door closes that that means it's finally over and ain't no more, nothing gonna happen for you? Cause a door shut don't mean your life is done. You didn't die. You suffered a disappointment. You got fired. You got laid off. She texted you and told you she ain't want you no more. He ain't show up no more. He quit calling. You thought it was good. It wasn't. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. It's probably time to move on. Those are my closing remarks today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All good.
All right, Steve.
Yeah. Bush, man. Sometimes I be talking to myself.
Why would you want something that's not good for you? Why? Mm-hmm.
Why you want that back?
It's all right to preach to yourself.
Yeah. Dog, and quit asking God for stuff that he not finna do.
We got to go.
All right.
Take us out, big dog.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Ha, 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 ha